Yes, this is Michael Giardi calling in a baseball score from Marblehead High School this evening. Marblehead 5, 4-1. Marblehead bounces back after their tough loss up at Gloucester on Monday, a 5-4 loss up at Gloucester. And really struggled early on today. Salem senior Ethan Doyle, crafty lefty, just kept them off balance for four straight innings. And Salem had jumped out to a 1-0 lead on Tommy Beauregard, walked early, and they filed a couple of hits. And first inning, they were up 1-0. And it wasn't until the fifth inning, Marblehead kept some things going just a little bit, some crazy plays, and able to just get a couple of runs on the board, all with two outs, really, which really opened things up for Marblehead and put a lot of pressure on Doyle, who was upping in his pitch count just a little bit, you know, and that was a big thing. So, Skyler Schmidt, one of his three doubles on the day, got on with two outs, as I said. Sandy Laughlin then doubled down the left field line. That tied the game at 1-1. And then Charlie Titus hit a single to left that Sammy Laughlin scored on. That gave Marblehead a 2-1 lead. And then in the sixth inning, again, there was a one out, Gaffin single to right, and then you know, he went all the way around on a misplayed ball and an obstruction call that allowed him to score to make it 3-1. Liam McElroy singled on an infield hit. Schmidt then doubled, hit his third double on the day and made second and third. And it was just a big opportunity. Excuse me, McElroy had scored on that double. That made it 4-1 Marblehead. And then as the game went on, there was a wild pitch that got Skyler Schmidt to score from third base. He got to third on a wild pitch and then came around on another wild pitch. So final score was Marblehead 5, Salem 1. Story of the day was Jacob Scherr, left-hander for Marblehead, opened up the game with a leadoff walk to Tommy Beauregard of Salem, who came all the way around to score. But after that, just cut down baseball for him. Seven innings, complete game, gave up just a one earned run, eight strikeouts, two walks, that first one to Beauregard and then walked Beauregard later on. Gave up five hits, just a great outing for Jacob, and gave him in a good position, hopefully, as we start moving closer and closer to the tournament. Next game for Marblehead will be Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock, against the PC Tanners, and then we're right back at it Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Seaside Park against the Winthrop Vikings. Hope to see everyone at the ball yard. Thank you.